This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
It's time to chat some bollocks about fanny tits and bum.
No topic is off limit for these potty mouth foul mums.
So tell us all your secrets, we like to share the truth.
About saggy tits and anal warts and ice cubes up your hoof.
No holes barred.
Oh, Victoria, she's always eating on this podcast, isn't she? As soon as we hit record, what did she do? She put a fucking crisp in her mouth.
I've put a pop chip in there.
Pop chip. They're not noisy. I can't hear it.
Really?
No.
It sounds like the noisiest thing that I've ever heard in my entire life because I've got my headphones on, so I can just...
I know, but you can hear yourself chewing.
I'm literally linked in with a microphone to my own face.
Yeah, to your jaw.
To the jaw. Hello, Laura.
Hello, Victoria. Have you finished your Pop-Tart, whatever it's called?
Fucking Pop-Tart. Not 12. Yes, I'll just pop it. I'll pop them over there for later when I get a little bit peckish.
I have to ask, did you ever like Pop-Tarts? I'm going right in there on the deep and meaningful questions. I didn't.
It was back in the day when my diet was absolutely horrendous. From the age of like 3 to the age of 16, I only ate processed sugar. That was it. No vegetables past my lips.
No, I was a bit like that. I fucking hated veg. Now I love it.
Yeah, same. Total. My mum can't even believe it because I was the fussiest eater ever.
I was a proper sweet fiend. Were you? Yeah.
Well, maybe not sweets, like chocolate. I didn't. Yeah. Sweets not as much, but I predominantly ate bread.
Nice.
I'd have white bread with peanut butter and Nutella. That was my favourite thing to eat.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
That is all I really ate. And chocolate mousse I loved. Chips. Yeah.
I didn't like
it. It was
chips.
Bad. I don't know how I didn't get scurvy because there was
scurvy.
A serious
because
lack
it wasn't
of
the 1800s.
But you know, you're like, there was no nutrition in anything that I ate, but somehow I managed to survive.
You had good gut health. Even back then.
No, it was probably terrible. No, I didn't, because I only did a shit every like 3
oh,
weeks,
of course,
didn't I?
You popped the log.
It did. It's bad times. Stressed my mum out so much, I did.
Yeah, that is bad. I don't know. I was super fussy. I hated vegetables. I mean, fruit back then, we didn't really get fruit that often. It was an apple and I didn't like apples. Do you know what I mean?
I didn't like apples.
It's not like my kids now. Like, oh, I ain't want strawberries. You fucking ungrateful little pricks. You have no idea. No. Like 40 million bits of fruit they can choose from. I don't like any of that. I prefer passion fruit, mango and strawberry. I'm sure you fucking do, mate. Eat the apple and shut the fuck up. Yeah, I was super fussy as a kid.
But luckily I grew out of it. I grew out of it.
Yeah, so did I. Everyone makes such a fuss of it with you. They made such a fucking fuss about it with me. Oh, Laura, you're not going to have any teeth. Laura, you're going to end up fat.
Yeah.
It was.
I think it actually genuinely gave my parents real serious stress because I just didn't eat a lot of food at all. And I was literally a streak of piss in the wind. It was just...
Yeah, I wasn't like a streak of piss in the wind.
So I think they just thought, she's going to disappear. I would say it was actually, in retrospect, I probably did have a childhood eating disorder.
Yeah, probably.
Because it was, I mean, I've had therapy about it. It was very psychological what was going on. Won't go into it now, it's too boring.
It is.
It really is. But I grew out of it and now I absolutely love food and I live for it. And I'm always thinking about my next meal.
Yeah.
But tell you what I do take issue with though.
Go on.
I don't mind children being fussy eaters because I think there's a part of it that is probably like a survival type thing of, you know, is this going to kill me?
Yeah.
From a child's perspective on a pure, yeah, let's just not die by choking on a hazelnut, whatever.
Yeah.
But when adults are fussy eaters, I find that difficult. I struggle with it.
I'm going to probably potentially kick that in the vag and say, what about adults that are like autistic? Because that's
fine. I think that's, okay. If you're neurodivergent, right. We're ruling you out. I'm just talking about someone that is...
Yeah.
Neurotypical.
Typical. Okay.
And fussy. Is still fussy.
Okay.
that drives me mad.
Yeah, I get that. We were literally just talking about the fact I've gone a bit mental with my gut health. I've gone a bit mental with fitness and just general, because I'm really, it's my new fascination.
I'm going to eat a crisp while she's talking.
Yeah. Yeah, but mate, I also fucking annihilated a Kit Kat last night. Oh, I can't even say that I ate a Kit Kat, can I? Breaking all the rules.
Why? Nestle!
Nestle, mate, I know.
Oh my God, she's
gone
dark.
It just dawned on me. I went dark. Oh God.
How did that end up in your house? Did you buy it in the supermarket?
I'm going to get cancelled, aren't I? I'm a Nestle eater.
Mate, I eat Nestle. I won't worry about it.
Oh Jesus, they taste so good.
Yeah, Kit Kats are a strong fave. Kit Kat chunky or a traditional four finger?
It's got to be a chunky.
Yeah. Yeah.
As soon as they move the Kit Kat from the foil to the plastic, I'm afraid I was out.
Oh, really?
I can't have a four finger anymore.
No, just the two?
No, I can't have a tour. It's got to be a chunky.
Got to be, I agree. Have you had the peanut butter one? No. Oh, it's a delight. That was a special edition. I don't know if they've still got it, but oh, it's so nice.
I saw the other day advertised 12 mint.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, just saying, I'll throw in the towel at that.
I love that. I love that. That's Cadbury, right? So we're in the safe zone there.
We're good. We're not being cancelled for that. But yeah, I necked that, and then I necked a bag of toffee crumble. Do you remember toffee crumble from when you were a kid? You used to get like a pound's worth of it.
No.
I used to call it rabbit droppings. Do you know what I mean? Like the
I know what you mean. That's really nice. Yeah. It's like tiny little crunchies.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
So our local news agents, they have all the old school sweets in the jars.
Oh, yes, please.
It's like crack cocaine to an addict, mate.
Yeah, love that. Love
that. I walk in there and I've got to walk out with some.
Yeah, of course. That's standard. And also, you know, I think it's all about balance.
Yeah.
You can do your gut health madness and eat, I don't know, what you eat in, loads of cabbage and...
for lunch today, vinegar. For example, I had feta with a gut cold slaw, gut healthy slaw. I don't know what it fucking is. It's cabbage, fucking fresh parsley, cauliflower, all that shit.
Complete and utter.
A beautiful fucking dressing.
That is bum fuel, that is.
It doesn't hit my bum, I have to say. Yeah, I know, because I thought that the first time I let raw cauliflower pass my lips, I thought, oh God, this is going to be bad. We're in for it. And it was all right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like...
farts then?
No farts.
Oh God, honestly, that... I mean, I love it, but it's not good for me.
Same when I eat raw Brussels sprouts.
But you know, that's the whole thing with the gut health shit. Like, what I don't get is, if it's making my gut healthy, why the fuck does it smell like something has died up there?
Died in your arsehole, yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me.
What did I eat? I ate something the other night and Steve came to bed. He actually had sex with me that night as well. Just goes to show they have no standards. Because the bedroom fucking stank. He was like, Laura, what is wrong with your ass? I was like, I don't know. And he was like, get your pussy out. Maybe he's down with it. Maybe secretly he's a fart fetish.
He's into it.
Yeah, he's into it. He's down with the smell. Something would suggest he wasn't down with the smell.
No, Robbie's never down with the smell.
If I walked into a room and it stank a fart, I wouldn't be like, yeah, all right, let's go.
No, neither would I. I swear someone farted in my face today at the gym, by the way.
Oh no!
Yeah, got a right whiff of it when I was doing my plank.
Didn't flick a band.
I didn't flick a hairband at them.
I wouldn't have been able to have fucking coped if I'd been in the room when that had happened.
Class is so popular as well. It's so packed. There's no space. You have got someone. If you put your arm out either side, you are touching people. Like, that's how tight knit it is. There's no space.
I wouldn't like that.
I like it because I just really like the class because it's so aggressive.
I struggle with my balance quite a lot, though. My dyspraxia hand-eye coordination is fucked in moments like that because I would tell myself, Laura, don't fall into that person. And immediately that's exactly what would happen.
I mean, look, I think since I do think that now, because there are some clumsy as fuck people in there that, you know, you are like, fucking hell, what is your problem? Just
that would be me, Calamity Jane.
But now, because my son is obviously dyspraxic, I think, oh, you know what? Maybe they're dyspraxic. And it just makes sense. I'm like, you're all right, love. Don't worry about
you're
it.
You're surrounded by them. Me, Oliver.
Yeah, like, everyone.
Everyone. Everyone in your life.
Dyspraxic, neurodivergent, clue?
Clan. you meant crew.
I meant crew, that's correct.
It's all right, I'll be in the gang. Yeah. It's pumping.
Yeah, God, you're in it now. You are certified in it.
Well, I was certified with the dyslexia, but the rest of it's kind of followed, yeah. I knew about the dyspraxia anyway, because, for the dawning of time, I've always had the piss taken out of me for how I run and throw, so, you know.
Have you had that then properly diagnosed? No.
But it would just require another private assessment. Yeah, and quite frankly,
you
spent
enough on your brain.
I really have. I don't need someone to tell me something I already fucking know about myself. Do you know
it's
what I mean?
Same as Rob. He hasn't been officially diagnosed with dyspraxia, but he's definitely got it too.
Yeah, mate. It's not fucking brain science.
Brain science.
It's science. It's pretty fucking evident that I have it. Oh, that was it. You talking about the gym.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You went to the gym, didn't you?
I popped my cherry.
She's popped her gym cherry, everyone.
I popped the gym cherry. I was very nervous about going. And Steve was coming back from work. And so in my hyperdrive brain, I got myself into my gym gear. And when he arrived, I was bouncing around the house and he went, fucking hell, Laura, just go to the gym. get this out of your system. I was like, I'm so nervous. He was like, yes, I can tell. I said, how the fuck can I get up on stage in front of hundreds of people, chat shit to them for 2 hours, and yet walking into a gym, I'm shitting myself. But it's because
it is intimidating. And I do think it's intimidating because there are more men there normally.
Yeah, there was. There were more men.
I find that intimidating.
There were four women, I think, and the rest were men. But they were proper meatheads. And obviously, I can't just go in there and be like, I'm just going to do my own thing. I was thinking, oh my God, I don't want to look like someone that doesn't know what she's doing. Steve said, Laura, just go on the treadmill and just do the treadmill. And then you've done it and you've broken that fear. No, I did 10 minutes on the treadmill and I started pressing slow, cool down. And I was like, fuck, I don't know any of the other equipment. Oh, Jesus. Well, what went on after that was nothing short of a logistical fucking nightmare, mate.
I can't believe you did it, because I'm so intimidated by that machinery. I don't really know what I've done. I've not had...
I was doing. I walked up to one and I was fucking around with the equipment so much that I then realised I was only using one half of it and I wasn't using the other half. And I was like, oh, I'm going to move over to this one. And then I started using it and I was like, I think I'm sat on it wrong.
That's it.
But I carried on doing it. And then I glanced down at the image that was next to it. I was like, no, I'm definitely doing it right. But because of all the other meatheads and because I was surrounded by all these fucking muscly men, and I was like, I've got to show that I'm capable of that. I went from one machine to the other, to the other, to the other. And I was messaging Steve throughout. I was like, fucking hell, Steve. He's like, Laura, just stick to the treadmill. I was like, it's just...
But also, you know what? The treadmill is too safe and it won't build muscle, the treadmill.
No.
So you want to build muscle.
Yeah, I'm all, that's kind of, I don't want to look like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I want to be stronger in my body. And I understand that will help with my mental health as well. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but he was like, Laura, please.
Who is this, by the way? I make gut cursor and I want to be really strong in my body.
Who is this cunt? Me, 4 years ago, I used to take the piss out of you for doing yoga.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, you're such a wanker going vegetarian. And now I'm like, oh, I'm cutting down on the amount of meat. I'm very conscious of my take on this.
Do you know
society.
What, Laura? There is space for us all to change.
I've changed massively.
Just because
Who
you were one thing
I?
4 years ago
Who
doesn't mean
even fucking
you
are.
Have to still be that person now. I think the giving up the meat thing is one of those that seems like such a massive, massive deal at the time because it's so normal for everyone to eat meat and to get your head around the fact of I'm never going to eat that again. It's quite a big one to process. But then when you do, now, as we all know, I will snuff a little sausage at a barbecue. That's my, absolute treat.
That's
maybe
your Achilles
twice
heel.
A year.
That's your Achilles heel, isn't it?
But it always makes me feel mental afterwards. But I did accidentally eat a piece of chicken the other day.
Oh, my God. How could you accidentally do that?
Well, I thought it was a tofu, whatever, a soya substitute thing, whatever. It was something breaded, I'm sure. And I ate it and I very quickly realised that I was eating animal flesh.
You sick bitch.
Really wigged me out. I had to spit it out. It really wigged me out.
I need to make this abundantly clear. I'm not a vegetarian and I don't have any intentions of becoming a vegetarian. We've just naturally cut down on meat. And I also think because it's not been this big, let's cut down on meat. It's a little bit like going on a diet. You're like, oh my God, I've got to go on a diet. And then you can't diet.
Yeah.
It's like I've just been like, oh, I fancy something with cauliflower. I'm a cauliflower cunt. I really am. I'm all about the collie.
All about the collie. It's very good for you.
Is it?
Especially with gut health. Yeah.
There you go, fucking bang.
And it helps with hormonal imbalance and all sorts of shit, the old cauliflower. But that and sprouts are my rocket fuel. Yeah.
They're bum fuel.
Bum fuel, big time. Big time bum fuel.
It's not a conscious thing. It's just, Laura, don't have another breakdown and kill yourself. So, like, that's my
just
rocket
that
fuel.
Little minor thing, you know.
That's my rocket fuel is don't do that again.
No.
So do everything to avoid it. So if anybody wants any advice about mental health.
Come just, to you.
Just run away from the fear of a breakdown so much that it forces you to change
that
your
you
life. Eat,
that you start eating raw cauliflower.
And raw Brussels sprouts, and then you'll be all right.
Oh God, I can't. I'd love to.
I wouldn't eat
scared.
One like a fucking apple. No. Like that. Do you know what I mean? When I say raw
it's
Brussels
shredded.
Sprouts,
it's got to be shredded.
It's shredded, yeah, and then into a salad.
It sounds good, mate. It sounds lush, but it's just for me. It's the consequences, and there's always a consequence to your actions.
There is. And next Saturday, where am I sleeping?
So I thought me and you. So next Saturday, me and Laura are going on a little outing.
We are
finally what's the word? Indulging our curiosity of visiting a sex club. And we're gonna go. Oh my God, I can't believe it. So Laura's
so
gonna come to
excited.
London. So I thought that me and you could have either our bed and Rob will go in with Oliver and
Oliver. I don't want to share. I would think it would be weird if I'd share with Rob.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Maybe even weird if you shared with Oliver. Although he'd love it. He'd be like, hello. Oh my God.
What's your name?
Did I tell you what he asked me when we got to the party? I'm sure I told you. Are you my mum? That's what he said. Like, oh my God, Oliver, what the hell are these questions? Anyway.
Yeah, but then I've said to you, like, when I'm driving in the car in the morning, it ignites the random level of questioning from Toby. It's next level. Mum, can I eat slugs? No. Why can't I eat them? It's really bad for you. Why is it bad for you? Well, it's like there's something in them
you just can't eat them, okay?
So, will I die? Well, you could die. What would happen if I ate?
Just shower!
And I'm not kidding you, it's such innocent inquisitiveness.
I know, but it's
can't
like,
even
can
turn
you
around and go, shut up.
Because it's really annoying.
Because you're like, oh, yeah, okay. Or like, mummy, would a tsunami happen here? No. Why?
Yeah.
Because the tectonic plates are different around the world. I don't fucking know, Toby.
I also wouldn't know
up.
How to answer that. No. There's loads of questions that he asked me. I'm like,
ask Dad.
Yeah, let me get back to you on that one. I'm just going to go do some research.
Do you know what I do? Because it always makes me feel so stupid when they ask me something I don't know the answer. And I go, that's a fantastic question. You know what? I can't wait to find out the answer to that one. Let's find out together. Inwardly, I'm thinking, I feel like a stupid cunt because I don't know.
There's so much I don't know. I can't remember anything about going to school.
No.
I can't remember anything I learned in school. It's terrible, isn't it?
Whenever the kids say, oh, I'm not very good at this, I go, do you want to know what I got in GCSE maths? And they're like, what? I go, F. What does that mean? It means very bad. So don't worry, you'll be fine. If I've survived life, you can.
Oh, it's such a myth, isn't it? We could go into a whole massive one about education. It's just
a load of bollocks. It's an absolute
I'll tell you what, I did do a poll on my Instagram the other day, and I think this is an interesting one for you too. I'll ask you.
Yeah.
I kind of think I know the answer for you because your bedtimes aren't quite as chaotic as mine.
Yeah.
So if you had to choose which was worse about being a parent, is it having to do school run every day with them obviously not wanting to go to school and just the chaos of trying to get them out on time, or is it bedtime?
Bedtime.
Really? Still bedtime for you?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, so it was 60-40 in the favour of bedtime being the shittest.
I honestly feel like even though mornings are so shit and they're so fucking stressful, I know that I'm getting rid of them.
I know, that's
but
what
there's
it is.
A part of me that's like, I can do this because they're going to be out of my fucking hair for 6 hours and it's stressful and it irritates the shit out of me, but I can do it. But bedtime...
There's no escape.
Mate, it's just... I messaged Vic last night.
And we were texting at bedtime, weren't we?
Yeah. And I said, I have just pretended to be asleep so that Toby doesn't ask me to take him to bed. And I did such a good job of it that even Steve thought I was asleep.
That's such a classic move.
I hid.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
And rolled up into the fetal position and just looked like I had dozed off to sleep on bed. And I wasn't. I was laying there with my eyes open. And then when I thought he got near me, I closed them.
God, this is when you're like, these are the little parenting wins that I really hold on to.
Oh, yeah.
And don't you just think, like, I'm just like this. Ha, suckers! Like, that's how I always think. That's what I think internally. Whereas I was like in the midst of a 45-minute twatty bedtime with Edith. Oliver's fine at going to bed. He does need you to stay in the room, but she is the one that's like, Mummy, I want to tell you a secret. And then I'll go. And then she's like, shall I tell you who was at nursery today? And I'm like, no,
I don't care.
I had to draw the line last night, though. I said, no, Edith, we're not having this conversation now. This is the rest time now. So Mummy's going to go and stand outside and sing, but you need to go to sleep. But yeah, it's just, it's chaos, isn't it?
And if also, I tried to do that with Toby would be like, no, you're not.
Yeah, I know.
I think he's got a fucking chokehold on me.
But because we've done that Battelle sleep training thing, it's kind of the method of that. So I'm still there.
Did you batter it out of her? Because that's what it sounds like, Battelle.
You don't. It's all very gentle and fucking validating their bullshit feelings. You know, it's great. But either way, I get to stand outside, which is a massive blessing. But I have to go back into the room 400 times.
Your terrifying scarecrow in the back, in the hallway.
Did I talk about this?
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
So funny. My sleep scarecrow, as we call it.
It is a scarecrow because it would...
It's terrifying.
It would scare everyone.
I forgot about that. I haven't done it for a while. I need to put it on Instagram because it is hilarious, isn't it? And it's very effective.
Genius.
60% of us hate bedtime and it's no surprise. And I think the other thing is too, is that you're just so like desperate. You're really knackered and I don't have any patience left in me by that time. By like 7:45, I'm like, just go to fucking sleep now. I'm not indulging this anymore. And you're tired. You want to just go and flake out. Last night, me and Rob went to bed at 8:30.
That's how you do that.
Oh, neither do I, really.
You're an early bird, though.
I am, and I prefer... Yeah. I'm better in the morning. Like, anyway, if I wake up early, I just prefer it. Whereas, nighttime...
Next Saturday's going to be fun.
I know! Let's talk about that. It doesn't start till 10 p.m.
I know. I told Steve that. He went, what the fuck are you going to do? I was like, I don't know.
I think we'll have to have a coffee before we go.
Yeah, and also I just think we'll be buzzing off the excitement and anticipation of it and just being together.
Being together.
Yeah, it's 10 till 4. I'm sorry, we won't stay the whole time.
But I mean, who has sex at 4 a.m.?
I know. Imagine the state of your minge by that point as well.
It would be wrecked. Absolute fucking train wreck. I wonder if people get more than one cock in a night. They must do.
Of course they do. Yeah, that's what they're there for, isn't it?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
I am really excited.
I'm really excited. We're going to be holding hands, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe by the end of the night, we'll be holding minges.
We'll be like the friends that wank, but it's just friendship.
Yeah, we're French wank. We'll say, okay, this never goes further than me and you. All right.
It's just our friendship.
This is just what we're going to do now. If you started wanking next to me, I'd be like, I'd just laugh. I wouldn't be able to do it.
There's nothing about it initiates sexual feelings for me.
No way. Just makes me really laugh.
I would dry up like this
and clamp shut.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when you can imagine a situation, you're like, yeah, I could be into that. Nothing. No. I have no feelings.
I think I'd develop vaginitis and it would just literally just be like,
I honestly think it would force my body into such shock I'd go into the perimenopause. I'd dry up like a husk. I'd never recover from it. My vagina would literally clamp shut forever. Like, we are no longer opening. You shall not pass. It would be
very
Lord of the Rings moment. But just to be abundantly clear, it's a firm no from both of us. So anybody listening that goes, I bet they're going to les off.
No.
I'm all right with not lezzing off with my forever friend.
No, I think that we're more likely to nosh someone off.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Remember, what happens at the swingers club stays at the swingers club.
Right. So let's put a scenario in.
Okay, go on.
Let's put a scenario in where a guy or a girl approaches you. How are you going to play that out? Now, considering the fact that both you and I, we're quite flirty anyway, aren't
we? Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I have got a naturally flirty nature around men that I like.
Yeah.
So how are you going to play that out? Because in my opinion, the flirtation side of it is probably going to be struggling that night.
Yeah. I don't know, because I don't know.
Would you be really clear and go, oh, hi, I'm just here for, you know,
I'm just here
work purposes.
You're on a work trip. Just say we're curious. We're just here because we're curious, but we're not necessarily interested in doing anything.
I'm quite excited about the story that we create. Are we going to give our same name, pseudo names? Like,
oh, yeah.
Am I Vivian and you're
Vivian.
Beatrice?
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
B&B.
Oh, dear.
What would
maybe.
If you were to make up a name... to like go incognito, what would be your name?
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Would you go sexual?
Or what's a sexy name, do you think?
No, I don't know.
I mean, we all know about Veronica Reels, which is obviously absolutely hilarious.
What?
You remember Veronica Reels? You know this story? I'm sure I've told that's what I'm being. I'm sure I told this story on here. I can't believe that I haven't. This is...
is she the one with the spider with the hair hanging from her?
No. It's
I'm
me.
Laughing already.
So basically, when in my old job, I kept getting like letters addressed to Veronica Eels, right? Laura's lost it. And I had them for an entire year. And it'd be like, dear Veronica Eels, well done for your recent performance and blah, 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 blah. And I just thought, well, this is weird, but it's obviously someone else. And it was in pigeonholes. They're all like pigeonholes. So you can see everyone's names that work in the organisation. I was like, this is not Veronica Eels. This is so weird. And then I became friends with the PA of the person that was sending out the letters. And I said to her, who's Veronica Eels? And then she just looked at me and she was like, oh, my God. It's you.
Victoria Eames, Victoria Eels. You've got to go as Veronica Eels.
But Veronica Eels to me is like, I'm from New York. I'm Veronica Eels. You know, it's like, that's who Veronica Eels is.
Veronica Eels is absolutely incredible at tap dance.
Veronica Eels. Like, you couldn't make up that name, but she did fucking make up that name. It's so funny. For a whole year, that's what she was calling me. That's terrible management, isn't it? Like getting completely the wrong fucking name.
And the fact that she's never gone, I've never met Veronica.
She never apologised for it either. She obviously just thought she's Veronica until the PA was like, that's not her name in any way, shape or form.
It's not even close. Veronica.
Oh, I love that story.
So that's your pseudo name then?
I'll be Veronica Reels, please.
Please.
Please. I actually really need to embody her.
You need to embody her.
I've got to have big hair. Big hair and lots of gold jewellery.
Yeah, heavy makeup.
What are you going to wear?
I don't know. That's the other thing I was
thinking about this. Yeah. So I believe that the dress code is just anything sexy. Right. Yeah, but you don't have to. So you can just wear a nice dress that's sexy.
With crotchless panties.
No knickers on. Or you can wear underwear, which I feel less comfortable wearing the underwear.
You would just show up in underwear?
No. I mean, I'm going to wear a dress.
Oh, right, yeah.
I've got a sexy tight red dress.
At no point did I contemplate next Saturday rocking up in my pants.
What are you going to wear? You've got to have something sexy, right?
Yeah. I don't know whether to wear my sequin tits out top.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
I don't know what to wear it with. Oh, I can't nice wear the trousers again. I always wear them.
Pull them out.
I always wear them.
I think, why not? That's it. If you've got something in your wardrobe that you feel good in and you know it looks good, just fucking wear it to death. That's sustainability, babes. Isn't it?
But I wear them all the time. Yeah, I don't know what to wear. I might have a look at a dress, but then I won't wear heels. Are you going to wear heels?
Yeah, shit, probably not. What will you wear, though? You've got to wear something. I think it's definitely no trainers. So no trainers. By that point, I want to be in my pyjamas. Imagine if I just rock off my pyjamas. I'll be like, yeah, this is a fetish. Don't worry about it.
Mate, maybe we should just go in our underwear, because at least we can wear flats then.
Yeah, they'll just be focusing on our tits, not our feet. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I have got some really comfortable heels though now. I bought those Esker heels. They're so fucking comfy.
Yeah, send me the link. I might order myself some and I might wear those then. Yeah,
I wore them for the entire wedding and my feet didn't hurt once. Couldn't even believe it. Best shoes ever. Can't wait. Well, obviously we'll report back. So, you know.
There's going to have to be the full-blown debrief.
I know. I kind of want to do it immediately afterwards, but I don't know if that's possible. I don't know how we do that.
No, mate, because we're going to be tired.
Yeah, we will be very tired, won't we?
Very tired.
Should we have some stories?
Yeah, let's do it. Have you got one?
All right, so I've got a story here. Shall I do my one first?
Yeah.
Okay, so, hey, slags. I recently had my heart broken.
Oh, God. Mate.
Sucks, right? Yeah, it does fucking suck.
Doesn't it?
Oh, it's been a while since I've had my heart broken, but I can still feel the pain.
Yeah, I think that heartache comes in very different forms.
It does. I've had two major heartbreaks in my life. Three, actually. I've had one. Oh, God. The first time was the worst because I'd never had it before. So I was like, oh, my God, I can't live without you. Turns out I could live without him and I lived a much better life without him. But I decided that as I'm almost 40 and had kids at 18, so I'd never had my slag years. Oh, yeah. I'd explore that a bit. So I had my first ever one-night stand. Go me. Whoop, whoop. Found a booticle who lives very close to me. He's great, but pretty sure I'm safe not getting those destructive feelings. Perfect, right?
What's destructive? Is that like getting too attached?
So basically, this is her shag and she knows that she's not going to get the feelings. Because
okay, cool. It's just a shag.
He's not doing it for her.
Yeah.
It would be if I wasn't now waiting for a full STD check because.
Oh, God.
Of all the fucking things, syphilis. Oh, whoa. Syphilis is like so old school, isn't it? It's such an old school retro STD.
Oh, it's the original. It's the OG.
The original. It is. Yep, syphilis. I know. Condoms. I'm almost 40, for fuck's sake. I should know better. Twice I've had casual sex in my life, and I'm possibly going to die like a 1930s prostitute.
You don't die of it now, though. No, we have now.
We've come a little bit further than that now. We can treat it very easily. And yes.
There's an antibiotic. You'll be back on the fucking cock, mate. Just not
You'll
his.
You'll be fine. She said, I had sex with someone I shouldn't have, someone with the SIF. Shamefully, but of all the STIs, it is the funniest, I guess.
What? I don't even know what the symptoms are of syphilis.
Is it funny? Is an STD funny? I don't know if it is. It's not funny when you fucking find out you got one. I know that much for shit.
I'm literally looking at, how do you spell it? It's PH, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a hard one. The old dyslexics struggle with the old syphilis.
It's syphilis.
I've got syphilis.
Syphilis. No, it's not. It's S-Y. Syphilis. Symptoms include small sores around the genitals and bottom, a rash, and white patches in your mouth. Sounds a little bit like hand, foot, and mouth, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does a little bit. They're not always obvious.
It's a bloody antibiotic injection, love.
Oh, that's it then you get. I mean, it does say if it was left untreated for years, it can spread to your brain. But she's caught it. She's
fucking hell, you can even get it from sharing sex toys.
Oh, can you?
Jesus, that's like spitting in someone's mouth and catching it. It says you can reduce your chances of getting syphilis by using a condom or a dental dam during sex.
Dental dam? Oh, we're learning on the actual job here.
Including oral sex and not sharing toys. What the fuck is a dental dam?
Oh, God, you get it from just doing oral sex, like with no penetration?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's... Yeah.
A dental dam or rubber dam is a thin 6-inch square sheet, usually latex, used in the dental industry to isolate the operative site from the rest of the mouth. So basically, you put it over and then dick in. So it's like a condom, but it's a condom for your face.
But it's obviously still going in your mouth, so I don't understand, because there's a hole. So it's like a glory hole.
It says here.
But through a plastic sheet.
It says here, like condoms, dental dams are easy and effective barrier from methods from STD protection during oral sex. But unlike condoms, they're a bit of a mystery for some. That's because who the fuck would...
I'm sorry,
like,
but...
Oh, hang on a minute. Let me just put this piece of plastic over my mouth.
Yeah, yeah, just get this 3x3 metre piece of plastic out for you, like, to...
You've got syphilis, mate. I'm not putting it in my mouth.
And if you're under the... If you're the one that's actually receiving it, like, you've got to have a massive plastic sheet over your head. That'd be claustrophobic,
wouldn't
it? You
can also use it for your vagina as well. Or anal. It blows my mind. I don't understand it at all. Anyway.
Oh, dear. It doesn't sound like a riding apart, though, does it, syphilis? You're definitely going to know that you've got it. It's not like chlamydia.
Sores and the... Like I said, yeah. if you think you've got hand, foot and mouth...
But you have been near... A penis.
A cock. An unprotected cock. It's probably syphilis.
Oh, God. Not to scaremonger. Anyone here?
No, but go to a sex clinic. Speak to somebody more professional.
I think
than
if
Nick
you're having any kind of casual sex, you would just have to go as part of the process. I was always down there. Always bloody down there. Archway.
Yeah, but then they'd much rather that.
It's always like really nerve-wracking going, because you're like, oh, my God.
Have
what
I got
I,
it?
What if I got this time?
Have I got the sif?
Oh, God.
So I've actually had, we've had a story. I'm on series 2. Totally sorry for being so late about this. And I've had to stop ironing, which I'm grateful for. You're talking about when you bought your first vibrators. Here's my story. Newly single after a marriage breakdown, 2 kids, age 30, living in a nice little area with not many houses and some neighbours, but being a bit more shy. I ordered myself a vibrator from the internet and read discreet. So I'm out working all day, come home, miss delivery, parcel with neighbour at number 5 opposite me on the corner. I strut over with absolutely no idea what the parcel was. The wife answers the door, we've never spoken, and she says, oh yes, my husband took it in for you today, whilst containing her giggles. Husband arrives. And I think, cool, she's a bit nervous. Husband smiles like a fucking 15-year-old that's seen his first pair of tits. Hands me a grey mailing bag. Quite discreet, yeah. Contains a vacuum plastic sealed item. So it was in the shape of a dick. It was obviously...
Oh, my God! In the shape of
easily,
a penis.
You can feel easily through the bag. Yep, you've got it. Discreet parcel delivered to my neighbour that I had never spoken to, and he got a good old feel of my new mate, Roger, before handing it over to me. Strut back to my house. I did not. It was more the walk of shame.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
And then it said, I loved seeing them on the school run.
Yeah, I bet. Oh my God, she'd always
that's
just be known as the cock woman then, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Well, there she is.
Old there she is, old Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. The masturbating mare. God. I mean, that's what amazing. The hell? What a sex toy does, most of them come in boxes, don't they?
I think they used to be. They used to be a little bit less discreet.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, true. But if it's just a massive old dildo.
But then when I bought my first sex toy, I went into Ann Summers. I literally walked in and bought them.
Yeah, me too. That was back in the day, though, wasn't it?
That was back in the day,
I think
it was
before,
yeah.
I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, internet shopping, when did that kind of happen? I can't really think when. Did it become normal to just get, like, now I wouldn't even think to go to Ann Summers. I'll just get it online.
Yeah, mate.
From www.nohullsbarpodcast.com, because they have such an excellent array of sex toys.
I've heard they have a very good, well-rounded stress tested. level of sex toys. We still haven't stress tested the new ones.
No, I know.
We
need to do that. Yeah, yeah, we need to get on that. Because it has only been 2 days since we recorded.
It has, yeah. So, but you're a grief
wanker. I know, yeah. I mean, I've had 2 wanks since then. I should have used it. I actually forgot. Oh, dear.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't ever think to go into a shop, just because why would you? You can always get a discount code online. Do you know what I mean?
I know. Yeah, and I don't other than Ann Summers, like, I don't really know. There's loads in Soho in London, but it's less embarrassing. Do you know what I mean? I think for people as well, just get it online. I mean, not when they send it and it's the actual penis in an envelope. That's not so great.
Yeah. Feeling around for the fucking rampant rabbit. Oh my God.
Well, we all, like, if you got handed that by the postman, you would know what it is.
Yeah.
You'd feel like he'd have to hand it to you, like holding onto the shaft.
Yeah, he would.
You know what I mean?
He's the bell end. And you're the switch. Imagine if you had to switch it on.
You're the testicle end.
I really am imagining like a 12-inch dildo that doesn't turn on. That's why, because it's really like floppy.
Well, the proper
rubber
ones,
it's hard. Like, you'll know what it is.
Yeah. So my friend, she actually, for the first time ever, through sort of changing of tides in her relationship status, she used a sex toy for the first time ever.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How did she get on?
Wow.
I haven't seen her in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Last time I saw her, she looked pretty happy. No, she's fucking loving it.
What did she get?
I think it was like a rabbit style toy. Okay. But she has questioned for the first time in her life. She's like, did I ever orgasm before?
Really? Interesting.
Because it's like, she said, I always thought I orgasmed. But now I'm like, maybe that wasn't an orgasm. I'm like, if you've got to question it, mate, it won an orgasm.
No.
Because you know when you know.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it does hit a bit different, especially with a toy. Like, you know, sometimes you're like...
Yeah, but it's really fucking intense.
Yeah.
But if it's so subtle that you're like, maybe that wasn't an orgasm.
I know, like, bloody hell. I suppose it's that's difficult as well, isn't it? Because it's like, when did you have your first proper orgasm?
Oh, I don't know.
Nice, mate. I was probably about eight.
Probably eight. Over the fucking mirror.
Exactly.
I definitely had orgasms in my dreams before I acknowledged what they were.
Yeah, or like understood what they were. But I can't remember the first time I had an orgasm with a man. I don't remember.
No,
I don't. It wasn't the first few times I had sex, but then when I got my first proper boyfriend, it was then. And then I'm pretty sure I bought a rampant rabbit when I was like 19. It must have happened then.
Yeah, I was in my teens.
Yeah.
I can remember it. Like, I bought a whole load of sex toys. Because I'd had the day off. I came home, fucking masturbated all afternoon. And then I excitedly picked Steve up and I was like, oh my God, we're going to get home. That was probably it.
Yeah, I went with my best mate. We both got one and then reported back. It was the Sex and the City influence, wasn't it? Because there was a rabbit, rampant rabbit in that. And then everyone bought one.
I think it must have been around that time, yeah. Where it was like, that was
the thing. Even though I fucking hate Sex and the City and I think it's the worst TV ever made.
I've never really got into it. But then I think, like, now that you know the outside beef with, like, the way that whole, like, the fucking Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica Parker, I just think, for me, it loses the shine. Because it's like, it's not about a united friendship through thick and thin. It's about a bunch of girls that just didn't fucking get on. And it's like, well... I don't know. For me, it loses the appeal. It loses the appeal big time.
I think for me, it's the it's how like fucking vacant they all seem, and that their interests are mainly. I mean, I say that, and we're now doing a podcast that's mainly talking about willies. But like, all they seem to care about is shopping
and
men. Like, but
the only
like,
person's character I fucking loved in it was Kim Cattrall.
Yeah, she was the best,
and she was the only one that slept with actually sexy men.
Yeah.
Hot men.
And sort of owned it,
owned it, yeah.
Yeah, she was probably actually quite ahead of her time, actually, with
she
that character. I think back then there was still loads. I mean, there still is slut shaming, but I think it was much more prolific when we were like teenagers, do you know what I mean?
Definitely, big time.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
We went so deep and heavy.
We did. Excuse me. Wow, that was deep and heavy.
That was just a crisp.
It was a crisp. That's a hunger burp.
That is a hunger burp.
It was so empty. Yeah. I haven't eaten for 2.5 hours.
You've had a couple of crisps. Left.
I've had a couple of crisps. It's army over. Right then, should we round up?
I think we probably bloody should.
We probably should, shouldn't we? We should. Yeah. It's been a great week, another great week.
Isn't it always? Looked very dark and mysterious as she looked into the camera.
Did I?
Isn't it always?
I'm just thinking of a sandwich, that's all. So
I'm thinking about food.
I am. If you want to send us a story or a secret or any other business, you can email us at noholesbarpodcast@gmail.com. Or what else can I do, Laura?
I can head on over to our Instagram page at noholesbarpodcast and slide on into our DMs.
And don't forget to get your sex toys.
Sex toys.
You know what? I actually think by the time this one goes out, then
we would have stress tested it.
So go check it out. It's on our website. And we'll put it as like the top of the website. So you'll know it's new. It's another one of the old clit sucker beauties that we are so, so partial to.
We really are. And yet, didn't we speak to someone a little while ago and they said that they tried one and it was horrible and they hated it?
Yeah, because it was too much. They found it too intense.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe my clit is just so fucking hardcore.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's like, you know, like carpenters who get really rough hands. That's what happens.
I've got a really rough clit. Yeah. But oh my God,
it's
though.
It's been weathered.
I also wonder whether it's because we demand such a high level of orgasm now.
That's true.
Like if it doesn't hit that. It's a little bit like, you know, when you start eating really rich, expensive food and then you go back to Lidl's, it's like it's never the same. And no. I feel like we've gone Marks and Spencer's. We've gone Waitrose.
We have gone Waitrose, yeah.
And now we can't go back to Lidl.
We can never go back.
Lidl is fingers.
We're never going back.
Waitrose is sex toys.
That's the clit sucker.
It's a clit sucker, yeah.
Oh my God, so true. Right then, we'll see you next week. See you next Tuesday.
Bye. Bye.